weekend will be mostly in the mid to upper 80s and around 70 or so at the beach.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
Welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Anyone who has run their own business knows that starting a company can be a daunting task, let alone helping it to grow and remain profitable. The good news is that there are a group of stakeholders in Ventura County working together to provide the services and support that business and to support, give those businesses support that they need to thrive. Here to talk about Ventura County Grows Business and the no-cost and low-cost professional services available is Brian Gabler, Director of Economic Development, Assistant City Manager of the City of Simi Valley and Workforce Development Board Member and Outreach Committee Chair. Also, Bruce Stensley, President CEO of the Economic Development Collaborative Ventura County and Workforce Development Board and Outreach Committee Member. Brian, let's start with you. What is Ventura County Grows Business?
Spence, Ventura County Grows Business is a collaborative effort of city and county economic development managers with the Workforce Development Board to connect local businesses and organizations to growth support. How do they grow their business? That's what they're there to help with.
And that's what they do, and that's how they help. So, Bruce, I'm a business owner looking for some help. What kind of organizations are available to offer me assistance?
There are several. Let me mention just a couple. First, if you're a business looking to hire skilled work, you want to work with the American Job Centers. They're distributed throughout the county. You can contact them quite easily online or by phone and find opportunities for skilled work. If you're looking just to grow your business, looking for business efficiency and operation, we operate the Small Business Development Center. We're a partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration. All those services are free, professional, confidential. There's also Women's Economic Ventures, which is an excellent organization that works with entrepreneurs starting businesses of all kinds. There's SCORE that does long-term mentoring. There are all sorts of organizations that are available for a call.
Now, for both of you, just a side note here, do you find a level of maybe embarrassment, intimidation that people who have their own business kind of, they close up and they get into a shell, or is the outreach pretty good? What do you feel in the community?
The hardest thing to get is a business to admit that they do need some help. And it may not even be help that they need, but they need some guidance. They just need someone to take another look at what they're doing. And getting that business to step up and volunteer or make the phone call is the hardest thing to have happen.
And for a lot of people who have read a book like The E-Myth, anybody who's done that, you might be really good at something, but do you know how to run a business?
Exactly.
And that can be a really big problem. So with each business being so different, Brian, what types of services are available? Does a company have to be of a certain size or industry to take advantage of this support? How does that work?
You know, in the services, there is no one-size-fits-all for business. You can have a business from one person up to 1,000 employees, and the services are all available. They're all there to help, and they're tailored to meet whatever those business needs are. Some of the services, if you want to start a business, startup assistance is available, manufacturing consulting, loans and capital, international trade, business transition, business consulting. And if you need assistance with recruitment or training, that assistance is there as well.
So when we look at it, this is for both of you in your experience, what are the most in-demand services needed by businesses and the most overlooked they could benefit from accessing? And some things they might not even, you know what you know, but you don't know what you don't know. So what are some of those?
I'd mention a couple of things. One is a lot of businesses think what they need are new customers, and that's true for growing, but what they really ought to be working on a lot of times is retaining the customers mm-hmm. they have and maximizing those relationships, because your best marketing are the people who are already you're working with and they spread the good word. We also find that a lot of businesses, if they're more in a product sort of line, it's figuring out where the new market's at. So you've just been the same customers, the same clients. In that case, we want them to grow and explore and identify new different players. And we're looking always at customer service and operational efficiency. People forget about those. They're easy, sort of low-hanging fruit for people to maximize their profits.
What is often overlooked is businesses don't understand the international trade. They may not sell any product overseas or bring something in, but maybe their supplier does. They can actually cut out the middleman by tapping into that overseas and international trade market and cut their costs down considerably. So it's an opportunity for businesses to look at how they interact overseas. It may not be a product they're selling, but somehow it's connected to it with their supply chain.
A friend of mine told me years ago, if you're mad at me, tell me. If you're happy with me, tell everyone. And that is another
exactly
thing. And customer service kills me. We talk about it in here all the time. The easiest thing to do is provide great customer service. That's really important. Bruce, what advice would you give to a new or existing business in Ventura County to get the most out of the robust professional services that are available?
Two things. One, you just eyes wide open and keep open the options for finding the technical assistance. Yeah, a lot of times people don't want to admit they need help, and a lot of entrepreneurs are real confident self-starters, but nobody's perfect at every aspect of a business, so eyes wide open for things that you might not be expert on. The other issue is when we work with a business, it's a direct engagement. We want the firm to come in ready to think about what is the big picture? What are they really trying to get out of the business? Where are they trying to go with it? And then we can drill down into details and figure out how we can help them be more profitable, more successful. But they really need to take a step back and understand what is the big purpose of their business, who are their customers, how does that work for them.
And you would think that would be so obvious and intuitive, but to really sit down and write that down is a different thing.
Get stuck in the details and forget where you're at. Yep.
Yeah, every single time. So, Brian, the Workforce Development Board has been a champion of the Ventura County Grows Business Program. Why is it so important?
The board has been tasked with developing the workforce of Ventura County and creating a strong, trainable workforce as well. If we can reach out to businesses and get them to grow, they were going to be hiring new employees. That's going to be an opportunity for us to help train them and get the workforce and the labor force of Ventura County to grow and be strong.
And when you look at businesses like this, they're the bravest men and women in the world that go out, but the potential of success is so great to be in charge of your own life, but the other side of it is, you know, the devastation to yourself is really something. So if somebody's out there and they're just grinding on it and thinking, boy, is it time to jump out? Could I get some help? What would you say to that person out there?
You know, go to VenturaCountyGrowsBusiness.com. It's all there on the website. You are not alone. And we really are there to help you. You know, I say it at home and with our economic development colleagues, you know, we're from the government. We're here to help. We really are here to help.
Yeah.
We want you to succeed, because if you succeed, we succeed.
And there's no, and that's what employs most people here, is all of these little businesses. Like you say, it might be one or two employees. It might be 10, 20, 100 employees. And it's one of the big economic engines. A pop quiz here. Is there somebody you can... You don't have to name a name or an actual, but a great success story that you can grab on and something that you've seen around here where you just said, wow, that really worked.
I would mention a couple. One comes to mind. There, a client of ours was a home-based child care provider, had several kids, had some of her relatives and friends and neighbors come in. She started looking at a business plan around doing child care, went back to school. She now operates two large child care centers, employs about 30 people, serves over 200 children, making a robust living out of it, making families and kids stronger, connecting to school. But she did that purely on the notion of saying, I can do this as a passion, but I could also do this as a business, and she connected the two.
And that's going back to the E-myth, the woman who made the pies. She was so good at them, everybody said you should do this, but then there's the complications that come from a business, and this is where you folks can really, really help out. It's a wonderful thing to get into business, but it's also one of those things that it might take, 24 times 7? And it might take that long for some people to run their own business if they don't run it properly. So we really appreciate you coming in. Any closing thoughts? Anything you'd like to say to the folks out there?
Call. Just reach
Call.
Out.
Just
We're
make
here.
Sure you have it.
We are here to help.
You're here to help. And that is more information being available at VenturaCountyGrowsBusiness.com. VenturaCountyGrowsBusiness.com. Join the conversation on Facebook and LinkedIn. All of these tools are there for you. That's VenturaCountyGrowsBusiness.com, or call your local city. We do have phone numbers here. I have 383-4550, 482-2176. And you can call in and ask for the economic development. They will welcome the opportunity to hear about your business. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.
It's 8:52 here at News Talk 1590 KVTA. Now hang in there right to the very, very end, because we're going to do another